Disaster Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Powerful explosions rocked a Russian airbase in Crimea, killing one person and wounding several others. Earlier, Ukrainian officials said at least three Ukrainian civilians were killed and 23 wounded by Russian shelling, including an attack not far from the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The Ukrainians in recent weeks have been mounting counterattacks in Russian-occupied areas of southern Ukraine, while also trying to hold off the Kremlin's forces in the country's industrial Donbas region. After an FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate, former President Trump asserted that agents had opened up a safe at his home and described their work as an unannounced raid that he likened to prosecutorial misconduct. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The better than normal rain chances will stick around for much of this week, at least through Thursday. Temperatures not too bad. Today's high around 91, low tonight in the low 70s. But each day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in some towns. Generally speaking, they fade out in the overnight hours, then look for storms to become more widely scattered in nature by Friday and Saturday. Fewer storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police are investigating a homicide this morning. They found a man shot to death in the 300 block of Chase Street yesterday. Details of that shooting are under investigation. The Montgomery Police Department held a press conference yesterday to tout a big drug roundup. Drugs included marijuana, fentanyl, crack cocaine, powder cocaine, pharmaceutical drugs, and estimated to be worth nearly $85,000. Stolen guns were also seized, as well as $23,000 in cash. The drug bust occurred last Friday in the 2400 block of East 5th Street. 8 arrests have been made thus far. And former Tuskegee Police Chief Leon Frazier passed away over the weekend. Frazier became chief in 1999. He had previously served as a chief in Dayton, Ohio. Frazier was a revered civil rights worker, community activist, photographer, and newspaper publisher. He's survived by his wife of 34 years, 6 children, and 20 grandchildren. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here. Hi, Sky.
Hey, April Marie. How's it going? Just get a little exercise in here.
Oh, you go on for a jog?
Yeah, you got me fired up on this this whole overweight, obesity thing. So.
You're the only one that found that story entertaining.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I don't want to, you know, take any chances, right?
Just the timing a little off. Okay. by the way, so today we are focused on what happened at Mar-a-Lago, the raid on Trump, on Trump's home and his safe. I'm highly entertained right now. I guess there is a social media guesses going on about what was in the safe or what he should have put in his safe had he known they were coming. And I don't know why, but that cracks me up. Let's go to Gray-Haired Runner.
Yeah, I don't know where to start because you split your topics up. So, because fear of fat is why I looked you up on Facebook, that and 38 double D's, which I abhor. But anyway, to get back to Mar-a-Lago, I watched it all day yesterday, and I probably missed a few things. But the thing that caught my attention the most is the fact that in that $400 billion bill they passed, is money for the IRS and all those new people that they're going to hire. But I thought the most significant thing about that is something you just mentioned a moment ago, is law enforcement. There's a provision in there to buy pistols or weapons for every agent in the IRS. There's 165,000 of them when they're all hired. And you put that with the Justice Department, and then the FBI. You've got a Praetorian Guard there. You've got a small army, and they bought $4 million worth of ammunition. What the Democrats want to do is have their own federalized army, and you can't protest it. They'll just move in and say that you are anti-American or you're anti-Democrat.
Domestic terrorist, et cetera, yes.
Yeah, or that you're a domestic terrorist because you don't agree with their definition of male or female or fat or skinny.
Spot on.
Or whatever. Anyway, that's what worries me the most is the stuff that's hidden in that $400 billion. That's a lot of money. That's, I looked it up, that's almost 48 tons of money, $400 billion.
Ooh, that's quite. That is quite a bit. Yeah, Matt Gaetz was raising big alarms about the ammunition buy that was that's already occurred this year alone. The IRS has purchased $725,000 worth of ammunition. And he said...
Yeah, I think they're in for $4 million in this new budget. That's a lot of ammunition.
FBI is calling for 174,000 more rounds of high-powered ammunition.
Oh, that's all for billionaires, though. That's not for little people. That's all for billionaires or people who make more than $400,000 a year.
Yeah, somebody went through and, like, figured out how many people that was and how many agents per billionaire that is, and it's literally unbelievable. Well, thanks for calling, Gray Haired Runner.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. Appreciate you.
All right. Yeah, Matt Gaetz on IRS spending said, call me old-fashioned, but I thought the heaviest artillery an IRS agent would need would be a calculator. I imagine the IRS in green eye shades and cubicles, not busting down doors and emptying Glock clips on our fellow Americans. Certainly troubling. It's troubling.
Indeed.
In 2022 alone that the IRS has spent $725,000 on ammunition. He said, so here's the Biden plan. Disarm Americans, open the border, empty the prisons. But rest assured, they'll still collect your taxes, and they need all of this ammunition to get the job done.
Yeah, and 88,000 new agents to fire all those rounds. Yeah, they got to have more agents to, you know, for the ammunition. Supply and demand, April Marie.
I suppose. Something.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, I tell you. All right. By the way, the court ruled during all these shenanigans that the IRS must give former President Donald Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee came in federal appeals court ruling today. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 3-0 in favor of the committee and the Biden administration, striking a blow to Trump's arguments about privacy concerns. So in this case, the need for Trump's party's information to inform potential legislation overrides the burden to the executive branch, largely because that burden is so tedious. So another blow to Trump today, right after they searched Mar-a-Lago.
Right in his house. Yeah.
Now members of Congress are going to get Trump's tax returns. So that's a big decision this afternoon. This is what the chair said, Representative Richard Neal of Massachusetts. With great patience, we followed the judicial process, and yet again, our position has been affirmed by the courts. I'm pleased that this long-anticipated opinion makes clear the law is on our side. When we receive the returns, we will begin our oversight of the IRS's mandatory presidential audit program.
Right.
Speaker Pelosi said, access to the former president's tax returns is crucial to upholding the public interest, our national security, and our democracy. We look forward to the IRS complying with this ruling and delivering the requested documents so that Ways and Means can begin its oversight responsibilities of the mandatory presidential audit program.
Can you imagine how complicated Donald Trump's taxes must be?
No.
Can you begin to imagine?
I
with all his interest and holdings and real estate, and it's just another attempted way to smear him. He is the great boogeyman to the Democrats. He really is.
He has. You guys all know I'm very forthcoming about my position on Trump. I like his policies. I like his appointment. Not a big fan of his personality, but I really did soften to him with each and every attack by the media and even those in the Republican Party, the establishment who went after him. They softened me to him because I just can't imagine what it's like to be him or his family members. You look at what happened to Melania. She had literally had one of her dearest friends record private conversations and leak them to the media. Like, this is a family that from go has just been vilified. Every image, every dollar they make, every transaction, you know, everything. And way crossing the boundaries of decency.
Yeah, he was an outsider.
Yep.
And they had to silence him and crush him. And they're still doing it. Still attempting to do it.
Absolutely. Pops is on the line. I don't know if Pops has called before. Hi, Pops.
Hey, how you doing, April?
Fine, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Just imagine what that man could have done had everyone left him alone to his business without every move he made being monitored or, you know, just scrutinized. It's crazy.
He could have gotten so much more done.
Exactly. I mean, you're impeding. That's treason in itself. I can't go tamper with the evidence or impede you from doing your job. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, that's not what I was calling about. I was calling about the fact that the IRS, this is nothing new. They've been buying. Why does the Social Security office need millions of rounds of ammunition? They have been buying ammunition up in the name of the IRS, NOAA, the Weather Association. Well, I mean, this has been going on since 2012. And I guess nobody saw it or didn't care or just, I don't understand. So that's why I called you about was the flag flying upside down. If you don't think that this country is in danger, because that's the only times you're supposed to fly it upside down is when you're in distress or danger. This country is in danger. And if people don't wake up and see it, then we're just going to all be speaking Chinese. That's all I got to say about that.
But the question, Pops, let me ask you. So who are we signaling? Are we signaling one another? Are we signaling other nations?
We are signaling the people in America that are not woke. We are signaling the patriots in America to please wake up. Voting, I don't know what to say. I mean, you can vote a certain way if it's legit. I don't know what to do. I mean, other than a form of some type of military action to reset the whole thing, because I don't believe when the Republicans come in office that anything's going to change, because their hands are tied. I just feel that.
So that's what leads me to where I am, Pops, is you fly the United States flag upside down. You signal we're in distress. And what are you asking for? Are we asking for a civil war? Are we asking for other nations to come help us out? Are we signaling that we are and again, it was a member of Congress who did this first that I saw. What is it we are trying to signal? I'll tell you what Sky Mosley's trying to signal. He's trying to signal it's time for a break. He is over there with his hand signals. All right, Pops. Are you a first-time caller, by the way?
No, I'm not a first-time caller, but I don't call often. I love your show. I've been listening since day one. But I feel as though maybe it's a wake-up call to get out there for these people that did not get out and vote last time to get up and vote. Because I don't believe this 12% voting out, you know, I can't see it. There's no reason why, in my opinion, that money should decide who wins the election.
All right. I support all efforts to get out and vote. I don't know that we need to fly an American flag signaling we're in distress to do it. All right. Thanks for calling in, Pops. And thank you for being a regular listener. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, Paul DeMarco's on the line so we can continue this conversation about all the madness that has occurred since we learned that the FBI executed a search warrant on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Back in a minute.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. You know they say the highest form of flattery is imitation, and they're right. Over the past 10 years, I've been here and you've heard me time and time again sharing with you just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. Other mortgage companies have seen our success and they are doing their darndest to imitate Alabama Home Mortgage. But folks, we cannot be imitated. Alabama Home Mortgage is more than radio ads. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk with you. We are not satisfied unless every client walks away happy. They can try to imitate us, but they can't. Remember, folks, the original is much more valuable than a copy. You are what makes Alabama Home Mortgage. You share your experience with your family, neighbors, coworkers, and we couldn't do it without you. Experience matters, not just yours, but ours as well. We've been here all along. Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 334-567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. Sky Mosley trying to keep me out of trouble. It's tough today. The phones are just a-ringing.
Yes, at your service.
Everybody's got an opinion on
it's big, big story. Unprecedented.
What happened? Paul DeMarco on the line. Paul is a former state representative. He is an attorney, and he is also the chairman of Jefferson County GOP. Welcome to the program.
Hello, April Marie. Hi, and your listeners. Hope you are well today.
Doing A-okay over here. It's been a big day, all but 15 minutes, and for 15 minutes, I veered off into a completely random side topic that nobody cared about, but all but 15 minutes has been spent discussing the Mar-a-Lago raid. Big news coming out of Florida. What do you make of this situation?
You know, everybody's hit it from every angle. My perspective is looking at it from 30,000 feet, just, you know, where we're heading in this country when a raid like this is done on a former president, when you would think that the president and his team of lawyers could have negotiated with the Department of Justice to handle this. And so the concern about the politicization of prosecution, that's a real concern. Because
yeah.
I support law enforcement, you support law enforcement, but when this administration ignores the law when it comes to the border, when this administration ignores what's going on in the streets, when we had the riots in 2020 and they don't want bail, they don't want bond, it's hard for them to turn around and say, well, we're just about the administration of justice. But if the average citizen feels it's a pick and choose who's going to be prosecuting for breaking the law, that's the concern all of us should have with this administration. And it goes back to when before, you know, last night, it goes back to two impeachments, this sham committee. It goes back to when this president was running. The academia, media, the apparatus of the Democratic Party, that's the concern if you look at it outside of just what happened last night.
Well, I think what we need more than anything is answers about what prompted this. Because if this was a jump the gun, and there was another way to get these documents, if they had not exhausted every other effort, I think you're absolutely right. We have a very serious problem.
But look, to proceed the way they did, you don't just wake up and do it. There's a procedure, there's a process with the judge and going to the top level of the leadership. So you just wonder. And again, we're all speculating because we haven't seen what was in the affidavit that was requested for the warrant to say that there was probable cause. So we're all speculating, but it still makes you wonder. This is unprecedented. What happened? It's unprecedented in the nation, this country, but it's not unprecedented the attacks on Donald Trump that have gone on ad nauseum from the day he announced to last night. And that's what makes everyone cynical, suspicious of what's going on. If this was done simply like last night, but it wasn't done in a vacuum, you have to put this in context of what has happened with this presidency the past 4 years. The attack all along, and you know, efforts from the judges to reverse every, you know, one of his executive orders, what's going on in media, academia. You put it all in context of what's going on, and that should be the concern for the average citizen, is the context of this. No one wants it. No one is above the law. No one is above the law. As a matter of fact, I would say Republicans agree on that, because we won't the border. We won't follow people to follow the law when it comes to the border. But that doesn't seem to be what's going on when you look at the bigger picture here about no one's above the law. It's using the process for political reasons, and that's the concern we should all have.
Absolutely. Well, and it just goes to that idea that we saw it with COVID, the COVID response is, well, and we saw it during Trump's presidency, is when you start undermining the public's trust in these federal agencies to the point where we're, instead of the overwhelming majority of people today are saying, you know, this was politically motivated, rather than saying they probably had a good cause to do this. I think we have to take a step back and go, how do we fix this problem? Because it is legitimately a problem if we get to the point where we can't trust those who are supposed to be upholding the rule of law.
Well, I mean, look, you make a good point about other federal agencies. I mean, we need a strong center of disease control. But did they lose credibility during COVID? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so you start going through the federal agencies. We need a strong Department of Agriculture when it comes to inspections and tests. We need a strong CDC. We could go through the whole list of it. But when you start having political activity go on, so folks are saying, well, you know, where are we going with some of these agencies? That's what hurts this country, and it hurts this democracy, and it hurts. When folks go to vote, they're like, you know, are we going to see some sort of accountability? And I was glad to see what the majority leader said in Congress, that he was going to have hearings when Republicans take over in November. And I'm not going to take it for granted. They have to work their tails off for Republicans to take over in Congress to get to the bottom of what's going on. I mean, you hear about all this deep state, and you're like, oh, that's just, you question when you start looking across the agencies. Just put the FBI aside. You look across what's going on, some of the folks that testified in some of the sham impeachment hearings against the president, and say, you know, start connecting the dots what's going on. And it really makes you question what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. By the way, the White House, at the daily briefing at the White House today, the White House spokesperson says that the president was not briefed on the raid before it happened. They found out in the press, just like everyone else, and that no one at the White House was given a heads up. Do you believe no one at the White House was given a heads up?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
This is the same folks that denied they knew anything about the attacks on parents in school who were going to school boards to legitimately concern about what was going on in the schools, and then turns out that they were complicit from the very beginning, the Department of Justice, in working with this National School Board Association, and who were calling parents terrorists. So no. They lied about it. They lied about that. And does anybody have any belief that they're not lying about this?
Simply unbelievable. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a very quick break. We're going to go. We are going to come back. We're going to continue talking about this. We're also our own attorney general tweeted out about from the parole hearing. The parole hearings that happened today. So we'll talk about that as well. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Paul DeMarco on the line. Before we go to this break, I want to remind you all, and I want to invite you personally, Paul. We are having the 1-year anniversary of Straight Talk with April Marie at Sweet Creek Farm Market. It will be Tuesday, August 23rd at 6 p.m. There will be Boss and Butts and a couple of sides, complimentary from Reed Ingram. I will be there. Sky Mosley will be there. I'll get a head count on the other News Talk personalities that are that will be attending. It will be a good time, so make sure you come out. But don't you? There's still a couple of weeks between now and then, so stop by Sweet Creek Farm Market today. Get yourself a cup of iced coffee. They're highlighting their salsa, their Sweet Creek gourmet salsa, cherry salsa, peach. I got the peach salsa. It's amazing. Mango lime salsa, a whole lot of options there. Black bean and corn salsa. They've got their local Blue Ribbon Dairy milk. Of course, as always, they've got their beautiful cakes and cookies the size of your head. I could go on and on. And so check it out. Go to Sweet Creek. Tell Reed and Karen Ingram that you said that I said hello. That way you said hello. Go say hello to them and tell them that I said hello. And we'll be right back in just a minute to wrap up with Paul DeMarco. Stay tuned.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Here we are, back in storm season in central Alabama again. We rely on our electricity for basic needs in our home. Refrigeration, air conditioning, communication, and if you have a medical condition that requires equipment, your life could depend on the power staying on. When power outages strike, a whole house generator could save you money and stress. Talk to Headley Plumbing today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com. A generator is a solid investment in your home, and Headley Plumbing can help. 285-3667 or headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What's Working with Cam Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. Listen Saturdays at noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The better-than-normal rain chances will stick around for much of this week, at least through Thursday. Temperatures not too bad. Today's high around 91, low tonight in the low 70s. But each day, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, a generous supply of those random hit-or-miss showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours in some towns. Generally speaking, they fade out in the overnight hours. Then look for storms to become more widely scattered in nature by Friday and Saturday. Fewer storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon. April Marie Fogel here. Paul DeMarco on the line. Hiya, Paul.
Hello, April Marie.
You want to hear what just happened to me?
Tell me.
Prepare yourself.
Prepare.
Could be anything.
Anytime I ask
Could be
Ty
anything.
That question.
Yeah.
Anytime I ask Ty that question, he gets a little startled.
Yes.
So I was supposed to go to Montgomery and spend the night tonight. Only things got a little off track this morning, and so I decided I'd go tomorrow instead. And so but I already had a sitter for tonight, so I asked my daughter, do you want to go on a mommy-daughter dinner date with me?
Oh.
And I asked her that while we were on this last commercial break, to which she responded, yes. And I got really excited, and I said, yay, I'm so excited. And she said, no. And then she said, maybe. And then my 9-year-old daughter said, I'll think about it.
She'll get back to you on that. Have to check her schedule.
9 going on 19 is what's happening in my world.
I was about to say, sound like a teenager.
I remember when I'd say, do you want to go on a mommy-daughter date? And she would jump up and down and she would go change her clothes. And now I'm getting moody angst. Maybe not. Disaster.
Well, gear up. It's coming.
How old is yours now?
8 and 5.
8. Okay. Yeah. It's they
getting
sneak
close.
Up on us. I'm making
getting
sounds.
Close.
That's the only one that's raised teenagers and up to adults around here. Stand by. The fun is just beginning. It really is. You will be tested in ways you would not believe. You cannot begin to comprehend at this point.
I believe it.
It's true.
Well, sad news.
But it's worth it. It's all worth it.
Sad news coming out of Birmingham, Alabama. The car of the missing man from Birmingham. I don't know if you were tracking that, Paul. Nathan Gimhart has been discovered along with a body. His family had put a $100,000 reward because he had gone to check on properties he managed and missed an appointment later in the morning. And so I suspected that was going to be the case, but I hate it for them.
That's another tragedy. Sorry.
Absolutely. Okay, so the Alabama Board of Parole today heard and, of course, denied the parole for Jimmy O'Neill Spencer, whose parole 5 years ago led to him being out, where he then robbed and killed two women and a child just 8 months after his release. The attorney general says that we need to do something so that this isn't even happening. I would agree with that, right? Like there should be a box, never eligible for parole, and this guy should be on the list.
It is a shame that it took those tragic murders in Marshall County to get the reforms, and give credit to the governor and the attorney general and the legislature for making the reforms that led to the current parole board, who are doing an excellent job in changing the way paroles have been handled in the past. The prior parole board and the way they were allowing folks to being paroled and all of that occurred, it has been at night and day. So thank the current parole board, but don't take it for granted, because it only takes one bad appointment to that parole board to lead to where we were before. And so I appreciate the attorney general speaking to the parole board. This individual should not be let out, but there are other individuals that could be up for the parole board, and the Bochel and others who go to the parole board to advocate for victims every time there's a parole hearing, to pay attention and watch what's going on, because before you had folks getting out and it led to this murders that we saw that you're discussing today.
Yeah, it's I think we absolutely need to continue the reforms. Steve Marshall is correct. We need to build this legislative session that says we're not even going to put these people before the parole board. On the off chance, first off, it's a waste of time and resources. And secondly, on the off chance something does change, so that they don't have the ability to let someone like this out. The fact that he was there today is just, I don't have words for it. Like, what the crap?
I would just add to what you're saying is, you just said a bill needs for the next legislative session. I think there needs to be a special session called. We don't need to wait, 7 or 8 months until March of 2023 to address the problems that we know we have in our parole system with the good tolling laws. We know it's a problem. Basically, we're allowing 7 more months of potential problems to happen before we fix it. If you're driving down the road and you see that air is coming out of your tire, you don't wait till it's completely flat. You pull over then and you say, hey, let's get this patch it before it's completely flat, and then you have to replace the tire, the wheel, the rim, all of it. We need a special session to address these issues now, particularly after the death of Deputy Johnson, the felon who had been arrested 46 times. Why wait when we can call our legislature together right now to fix this problem?
Well, I say, gosh, this is one of those things where I would be for a special session after August, so that they don't try to do any additional gaming shenanigans while they're there, because I trust this lame duck legislature like I trust that the FBI is impartial and non-political.
No, I hear you. You're like, you don't, it shouldn't be into Medicare or Medicaid or gambling or anything for that nature. It should be focused on this issue. Get them
I trust them as far as I can throw them.
Which is not far. Okay, well then, look at the time frame where it would be passed, where you could put something on the ballot, and then do it then, but as soon as possible. How about that? Is that fair enough for you?
Well, so the problem is they you get them in there before, while they can still get something on the ballot, then they sneak other things onto the ballot because there's so many lame ducks, and why the heck not?
But there's a deadline for which you could get something on the ballot for the fall election.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here. All right, let's talk for just a second about the ALGOP event. Are you going to the ALGOP event this Friday?
I'm working on being there, and kudos to John Wall and the Republican Party for having a great lineup of speakers. Look, I wrote about this in Alabama Today last week. The presidential election of 2024 is around the corner. You're going to start seeing lots of candidates coming to Alabama, and here we go with Kristi Noem on the lineup.
Yep. So for those who are unfamiliar, this Friday, you must have tickets. You can't come be a party crasher. They're not going to let you in. Buy tickets at the algop.org website. That's ALGOP. And there's Kristi Noem, Herschel Walker, Lynn Fitch, Barry Moore, Katie Britt, Will Ainsworth, and Steve Marshall. The governor missing from the lineup. There's been a lot of speculation about her whereabouts in the last couple of weeks. We're keeping an eye on that. She is not listed on the summer dinner lineup. You can purchase tickets. The dinner is at 7 at the Renaissance Hotel. One ticket is $150. A student ticket is $50. So if you're a student, check that out. Okay, we are very grateful for your ability to call in today, Paul, and we will talk to you again very soon.
Thank you. Hope your listeners have a great day.
All right. That was Paul DeMarco, former state representative, attorney, and chair of the Jefferson County GOP. There you have it. Sky, am I done with that sheet you have lined up sitting up there?
No, you are not, April Marie.
I've got, okay. Well, before we hit our break then, I want to remind you about our good friends over at Dillon Rings, 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Check them out and go see them. Tell them April Marie sent you. You can even tell them April Marie and Sky sent you.
Yeah, I'll send you too. Full credit for sending anyone to Dillon Rings.
They have something at every price point because they believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. They can service your jewelry. So if you have a piece of jewelry that you aren't wearing, because maybe the clasp on your necklace is broken, or maybe your ring is missing a stone, or maybe you inherited a piece of jewelry and it's just in the wrong metal for you. I've got experience with Josh and Leslie over there fixing my jewelry. They have fixed a necklace for me, and they have fixed a pair of earrings for me.
They take good care of you.
They will take very good care of you. Maybe you need a ring resized. They can do that. Maybe the prongs are loose on your engagement ring, ladies. Go check that out. Tell them that you heard about them on Straight Talk with April Marie. We will be back in just a minute for our final segment.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed? Like a sleeping dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things. Yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ooh, you make me live. Whatever this world can give to me. It's you, you're all I see.
What a day, huh?
It has been a day.
Our government's run amok, out of control, raiding the former president's home.
Well, we say that because that is what we anticipate have happened, because that is what our experience with the federal government, insiders, and the establishment have done to...
Past its prologue.
Trump.
You bet.
But I'm saying, let's wait for it.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll be the responsible one then.
I'm not saying it's that there is a... I'm not even saying there's a likely chance they didn't screw this up. I'm just saying that...
Let's wait for the full screw-up details.
Let's wait for the details to see if they really did screw it up as bad as we think they screwed it up.
Got it.
Which, by the way, I tried to give the CDC the benefit of doubt when COVID was around, and I got I'm still making apologies 2 years later. So we all know how big my optimistic streak how well that goes.
You're gonna be as cynical as I am for too long.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, think about it.
As long as I'm not as cynical as Joey,
well, who could top that? I'd be ridiculous.
All right, I'll let you get those phone lines while I continue to discuss this. Let's go to Pete.
Got me.
Hey. Pete, there you are.
All right, go ahead and get those phone lines. Do it quickly.
Hey, about this 160,000 IRS agents, why do we need that many? I'm just curious, why do we need that many?
So the White House has just said in their daily press briefing that the agents will only target people earning over $400,000. And so that is, by the way, doing the math of the agents, that is 54 agents. That's 54 people per agent.
Wow. So there's that many people makes it 400,000 other than radio people, right?
If you believe it.
It says, that's the math I just read that it would be 54 taxpayers per agent, barely one return per week is what their defense is.
Wow.
Which again,
I don't think that happening.
Do we believe them?
No.
Getting pretty thick.
I think Biden just got a bunch of people he wants to give jobs to.
I think it's more sinister than that.
It just don't make sense. You know, I mean, that's almost as many National Guard people we have in the United States.
Somebody pointed out it's more IRS agents than military than some countries have.
Right. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I'm sorry, but I totally disagree with that. But you know, I'm just only working man. I can't do anything about it.
It is an interesting time in our life right now that this was not. Better explained in that Democrats went along with this. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Pete.
Put me in the Sweet Creek, please, ma'am.
What's your numbers?
Those are the words we like to hear.
7:30
for Pete. Thank you, Pete.
All right. Let's go to T-Spear. Hi, T-Spear.
An interesting day. And I tell you what, we really don't need, as much as I love her stance. I love her passion. I love her strength for this country. Marjorie Taylor Greene really does not need to place her flag in the inverse position, because those of us who have been watching what has been happening with this country, we already know the condition that it's in. And this is a message to all of those in Congress who have not spoken out against this horrific attack against the former president of the United States and against the people of this country. If you do not think that couldn't happen to you, you better think again. You better think about it. Every time from now on that you vote against a Democrat, what are they going to say? We can stick the IRS on you. How'd you like that? We can stick the FBI on you. They can be at your house banging down your door. If you don't believe that they'll bang down your door, you just ask General Flynn. You ask a few of those that are still sitting in a kangaroo court's prison without their jurisdiction, without their administrative rights, their amendment rights, constitutional rights. You think that it can't happen to you? You better think again. Now, you're going to tell me that there are not wimp Republicans that are sitting in office that won't turn their vote again? You better think again. Of course they're going to turn their vote. If people in this country are not fed up at this point, I don't know where their head is. It has to be so far somewhere that they have to open up their mouth to see out.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Cheese Bear. We've got just five. We've got four more minutes, and we got more callers on the line. But we will. I appreciate you taking the time to call. Let's go to Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hi, I'll try to make it quick, and I share her passion, but you talked about comparing the taking a knee to flying the flag upside down, and my one quick point, the taking a knee was anti-American, it was anti the country, they hate this country, they hate the flag. If you put a flag upside down, the code of the flag says, except in a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life or property. If you don't think we're in dire distress and extreme danger to our lives, you're not paying attention. So that's why I would support flying it upside down.
All right. Thanks for that perspective, Connie. Jason on the line. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. How are you today?
I'm good. I would just like to respond and say that those of us that are law-abiding citizens, we have no need to worry about the FBI showing up at our door or the IRS auditing our returns or harassing us or whatever the case may be. I think there are plenty of examples of at least the most recent examples of people with the FBI showing up. Or the IRS coming, they set the stage for themselves. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't by chance. It wasn't, you know, just a Tuesday or in this case, just a Monday. And the FBI showed up, as your previous caller, the guy that called in like 2 hours ago that was talking about, the reason why the FBI showed up last night. It wasn't to say hello. It wasn't to, enforce some type of rules about the archive. There's more details. I say we wait, but I would just say us regular law-abiding citizens, we have no reason to be concerned.
So Jason, you're of the opinion that if you've got nothing to hide, you should not fear any kind of government intrusiveness or search or anything. If you've got nothing to hide, right? No need.
I don't know about that. I would just say, not if you have anything to hide. I would say if you're just a regular citizen just going about your daily life.
But that's what they believed when they started the Tea Party over in excuse me, I'm choking to death over here. That's what they believed in when they started the Tea Party over in Wetumpka, and the IRS targeted them. You know, the IRS has started leaking, or someone at the IRS has started leaking the tax returns of the wealthiest individuals. We've seen a weaponized IRS in the past, so it's not unheard of. And I'm with you on wanting all of the details related to why they executed this warrant before we all come out and jump to the defense of President Trump. Though I know that there are a lot of people willing to just guess.
Yeah, I would just add, I know, I mean, we can find examples. I mean, you can go back and talk about COINTELPRO and talking about Hoover and how he used the FBI. I get all that. I'm not saying they're not examples of bad behavior by those people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying on a general